This is Passport to Texas. During its March meeting, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioners expanded the state's Chronic Wasting Disease, or CWD, Panhandle Containment Zone. This action followed the discovery of CWD earlier this year in a roadkill white-tailed deer. Parks and Wildlife's wildlife veterinarian Dr. Bob Dittmar says the state's wildlife disease management response focuses on an early detection and containment strategy designed to limit the spread of CWD from the affected area and better understand the distribution and prevalence of the disease. The test-positive roadkill was among more than 10,000 deer, elk, and other susceptible exotic game animal samples collected from a variety of sources by personnel for CWD testing during the 2017-18 collection year. Of the samples, more than 2,000 came from roadkill. The rest were obtained through mandatory and voluntary hunter harvest submissions. Since 2012, when the state first discovered the disease among mule deer, Texas has recorded 100 confirmed cases of CWD. Details about each detection in Texas are available on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.